Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Leviticus 19, 9 to 12. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 to 12. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of the Lord your God. I am the Lord. My theme for reflection is leaving the corners, holiness in everyday life. Leaving the corners, holiness in everyday life. There is an old story about a child who went to a bakery, bought a loaf of bread, and immediately tore off the crusts to throw to the birds. The baker, watching in mild amusement, said, "You have just paid for bread and given away the best part." The child smiled and replied, "Maybe not the best part for me, but the best part for someone else." That small act captures the spirit of Leviticus 19, 9 to 12, one of those sections of scripture that seems simple at first glance, but hold a profoundly radical ethic beneath the surface. God tells Israel, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God." In other words, holiness is not only about what happens in the temple. It is about what happens in the marketplace, in the field, and in the heart. God ties worship to work, piety to practice, faith to fairness. The problem being addressed here is not merely economic inequality, it is spiritual forgetfulness. God's people, newly freed from slavery, are being reminded that abundance is never ownership in isolation. The earth belongs to God, and what we receive is not for hoarding, but for sharing. This is not charity as an afterthought. It is justice woven into daily life. The farmer was not asked to donate from his profits after selling his harvest. He was commanded to plan for generosity from the beginning. In the margins of every field, God planted the opportunity for mercy. The poor could glean, the foreigner could gather, and both could do so with dignity. And yet these laws also expose a deeper human tendency to take everything we can, to leave no corner untouched. Modern life, though far removed from ancient agriculture, is not much different. We fill our calendars to the brim, our wallets to the edge, and our digital lives with little space left for others. We live with clenched fists and full schedules, wondering why joy feels so scarce. Perhaps it is because we have forgotten to leave room for grace. The second half of the passage commands against stealing, lying, and deception. It shows how generosity and integrity are inseparable. To give honestly is holy, but so is dealing truthfully. God's people are called to be trustworthy in business, faithful in business, faithful in friendship, and consistent in character. As Miroslav Volf observes, to be holy is not to withdraw from the world, but to live in it differently, to reflect God's generosity in how we use our power, our possessions, and our words. That is the heart of Leviticus 19. Holiness is not a posture of superiority, but of surrender. It is about using what we have, time, wealth, influence, to reflect the nature of the one who gave it all. This ancient text still whispers to us today. Leave some corners of your life for others. Make space for the stranger, the struggling neighbor, the unseen colleague. Let integrity, not self-interest, be the measure of your holiness. In our age of efficiency, God's command to leave something unfinished, to not reap every corner, feels countercultural. But perhaps the most godlike thing we can do is to leave something behind for someone else to find. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the corners of your field today, areas of abundance or privilege, where you could make room for others to experience God's generosity through you? Number two, how might living with honesty and openness in your work, relationships and words become an act of worship rather than obligation? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take intentionally today, intentionally leave something for someone else. It might be time in your schedule to listen to a friend, part of your income to bless someone in need, or words of encouragement shared freely. Do it not out of pity, but as a quiet act of holiness, a way of reflecting the God who never harvests his mercy to the edges. Gracious and generous God, you are the Lord of the harvest and the giver of every good gift. Teach us to live with open hands and honest hearts. Help us to leave space for others in our abundance and to reflect your justice in our daily lives. May our work, our words, and our worship bear the mark of your holiness. In Jesus' name, who left the riches of heaven to make room for us at his table, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.